for every believer, for every Muslim, mu'min. He has a desire, and it is also his destination, that somehow he arrives into paradise, into Jannah. Doesn't matter how weak a person is, whatever he is, if he is even weak in iman, but the desire is there in the heart that Allah Ta'ala takes me to paradise. And also, this fear is also present in every person who has iman, that Allah Ta'ala saves me, protects me from the fire of hell, Jahannam. So, as far as these two things, to attain these two desires, most definitely for both results, it requires a lot of effort. A lot of effort. Allah said in the Quran that, do you think it is simple and easy to arrive into paradise and that you should not be tested? So this is the point, that the dunya, for example, we want to buy a house, we have to make effort to purchase that house. Day and night you have to work and earn, and you have a desire to buy a nice house, and then that person's destiny receives the home. So Jannah, paradise, is a beautiful place, such a place about which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stated that you cannot understand it, nor can your thoughts comprehend what is Jannah, paradise. So Allah ta'ala is saying that for paradise as well, it will need effort, hard work. To arrive to paradise, Allah ta'ala said that we need to make effort, we need to toil. And what is the toiling and working hard for this? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the deeds that we can perform to earn paradise. Amal, good deeds. Now via these good deeds, if a person works hard, implements deeds, then the path of Jannah starts to open. These amal we perform, we pray salah. You know, the faraid, the compulsory salah we pray, is a straight forward ticket to paradise. It's a fantastic action. The faraid, the compulsory deeds Allah Ta'ala has given to us. If a person completely implements the faraid, the compulsory deeds in his life, during his life, whichever faraid Allah has given, compulsory actions, if a person adopts those deeds, implements them during his life completely, and he saves himself from Allah's disobedience. So there are two faraid on us, two compulsory actions. One is to implement those worship actions that Allah Ta'ala has made compulsory. And secondly, to shun and disregard the sins is also fard. Remember this. One is to do and one is to not do. One is to implement, one is to leave. To do is fard and also not to do is fard. To practice the deeds, just like salah is fard, in the same way to be saved from sins is fard. To save yourself from lying, from haram actions, from backbiting, from Allah's disobedient, the actions of Allah's disobedience, to leave these is all fard. So if a person can't do extra voluntary actions, fair enough. But if he adopts the fard compulsory, he does the compulsory worship and also he leaves the sins, which is also compulsory. Then for that person, Jannah is there. To arrive into paradise is very easy for that person, not difficult at all. Not difficult at all. Allah Ta'ala will bestow that person with paradise. Give paradise to the person. Now the rest, the nawafil, voluntary deeds, optional deeds, extra deeds, nawafil ibadat, extra voluntary actions, tahajjud, chashd, and voluntary fasts and ishraq, and voluntary sadaqat and charity, recitation of Quran, dhikr, adhkar, tasbihat, repetitions, all the actions which have the base of nafl that we pray on top of, extra to salah. What are these? What are these? These are to elevate the rank and the status. We will arrive to Jannah via practicing the fard, compulsory worship deeds, and leaving the sins. But there are many levels in paradise. Big levels, high levels. I'll give you an example. That there's a plane. And we're all traveling in the plane. We're going to Pakistan. Pakistan. Big plane, Boeing 747. And everyone goes into the plane via one door. Everyone goes into the plane. But when we go into the plane, then what happens? There are different classes of seats, aren't there? One is economy, one is business class, one is first class. Three classes, main classes, division. So as soon as you go into the plane, so some people are going to the economy class, business class, and those who have first class tickets will go to first class. So three places are different. And everyone's eating. He's got a train in economy class, there'll be items of food, and there'll be a plastic cup, and whatever else there is in that food. Plastic cutlery, and you'll get the food. Business class, if you go there, then there'll be more preparation, seats will be a bit different, and before eating, they'll give you some drinks, soft drinks, and then if you go ahead of that to first class, a lot of luxury there, and the hostess will be standing on your head all the flight long. What else do you need? Anything else? So there's a difference in all three seats, and the plane is the same. So yes, we will, inshallah, enter into paradise, but there are levels in paradise, just like this example I've given you, subhanallah. So just like you sit in the plane, you enter in the plane, you look at the business class people, the first class passengers, and in your heart, you know, there's a little desire. Oh, look at them, they're enjoying themselves, they're in that class. And if we had money, we'd also sit in that higher class. If we had more wealth, if our business was flourishing, we'd also go into first class. People desire this. Look, they're enjoying themselves behind the curtain. So it's due to wealth. They have more wealth, money, they've gone into first class. So my brothers, in Jannah, this will also be the case. In Jannah, the same will occur. Those who have more amal, more deeds, amalu salihat, righteous deeds, yes, they will have worked hard in the world, then their rank will be higher. The classes will be higher in paradise. So there's no point. If you regret there, then you've lost out for sure. Regretting there, if only I had done good deeds and prayed ishraq, if only I had prayed nawafil deeds, if only I had prayed tahajjud in the morning, and if I had done nafal sadaqat and nafal fast, and I'd be in the higher class in paradise, or I'd have had more amal, more deeds, and my rank and status and abode would be high in paradise. So Allah Ta'ala, for this reason, alongside compulsory salah, Allah has given nafal salah, voluntary salah, with compulsory deeds, with all the compulsory deeds, Allah has given us open rein. Pray as many nafal salah you want to, keep as many fasts as you want, do as many hajj as you want, do as many umrah as you want, because this will give you all higher classes. You'll go into paradise after doing the fard actions, but this is all about now higher levels, increased rank with all these extra actions. So we should never leave these things. Many people say, oh, I've prayed the fard. Okay, fine, you've prayed the fard. So will you just sit in economy class then? Will you, then what will happen? Yes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us an opportunity. He's given us a chance that we can go into paradise so that we can earn high class paradise, which is forever. That abode will be forever, the life in paradise. So what we should try and do is, those people of understanding and wisdom or brainy, they sit all night long, do ibadat, worship, they do dhikr of Allah, they recite Quran, and they spend time in those deeds, they select the deeds, select these after this amal, how much reward will I get after this deed, how many rewards will I get? Hadith and Quran, they seek out those deeds and then they work hard on those deeds that will give them more reward and rank. They don't just stick to the faraid, rather they desire that we want a higher level in the hereafter. So preparing to do extra deeds, this is for elevation of rank and status in the hereafter. The Prophet ﷺ, for his ummah, for his nation, he made such paths to paradise, such easy routes to go into paradise, methods that we cannot imagine, untold, you lose count, to go into paradise. The Prophet ﷺ has prescribed to his ummah so many paths of mercy and fadl, his grace, simplicity, such points and paths and easy methods. If you do this, straight into paradise. There's a hadith that I have just remembered. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam stated, the gracious Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam stated, look how easy he's made. Allah's Nabi sallam has prescribed to us the path. But there are two things that if a Muslim is cautious, you know, if he is careful, if he is regular in these actions, regular, habitual, any Muslim, steadfast, two habits, yeah? Two habits. In other words, somebody's got a habit to smoke cigarettes, somebody's got a habit of sleeping a lot, somebody's got a habit of talking a lot, gossiping, becomes a habit, doesn't it? So it's stated, the Prophet ﷺ said, if you make these two things a habit, special routine, bring it into your natural lifestyle, Allah ﷺ said two things are such. And if you adhere to these two things and it becomes a habit and you do this regularly, then the Prophet of Allah is given guarantee that you will enter the paradise. Say subhanallah, subhanallah. Say subhanallah. Tell me. How easy it's become to go into paradise. The Prophet ﷺ has taught us such an easy method. A person can go into paradise through efforts and deeds, etc. Two, actions, things to do, tasks. The Prophet ﷺ said to the Muslims, if you make this a habit in your life and you regularly do this as a habit, then the Prophet of Allah ﷺ is guaranteeing that you will enter into paradise. You will go into paradise. And he said, along with this, on top of that, these are very minor things. Easy. So beloved and simple and easy routes the Prophet ﷺ has given to his ummah. But even the Rasulullah ﷺ said they are very minor and easy. But remember this as well. There will be very few people who will implement these. They won't even be amal on this. They won't even be amal on this. They are easy. Yeah, he was saying, is that it? Just that much? But there will be very few people who implement. There's a reason for this. The companion, he asked, oh Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what's the reason? It's easy, simple, but there will be few people who implement this. What's the reason behind that? So the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied that what happens is that when a person, the servant of Allah, when he starts to do a deed, the meaning of the hadith is such, as I'm explaining, that when a servant initiates a deed, the more easy it is, especially these types of deeds, then shaitan, he cannot bear it. He cannot bear it. He attacks immediately. Either he makes that person feel drowsy, lazy, negligent, and he discards that deed. Or he intends to do that deed, then in his mind another point comes and it replaces. Oh, I had to do that action. Oh, I had to phone that person, yar. Oh, it's a very important phone call. You haven't phoned him yet. Oh, it's the time to do that deed. And shaitan injects the whisper into his mind and he reminds him to make a phone call. Or he reminds him to do another action. And he degrades the importance of that deed and he elevates the importance of another deed. Oh, I remember I have to do that deed. I better do that now. But let me phone. I'll do this deed soon, but let me phone first. So shaitan just whispers into his mind, his heart, and then that deed's gone from his hands. So big warning, Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has given to us that if you get the deed and it's easy to do, be very careful of the fact that time if a waswasba, whisper, negative thought comes into your mind to prevent you from the deed, or drowsiness, laziness comes, then totally evade that. Say, first I'm going to do this deed, then I'm going to go towards that diversion. Doesn't matter how sleepy I feel, if you're sitting, stand up. If you stand, I'll stand and do this deed. Why? Because I want to do this amal first. These both actions that shaitan is diverting me, he's putting me off, so I don't do this deed, this righteous deed. That's the reason that despite Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's beautiful formulas and paths and methods, despite that, even then the Muslim, he will go to the Akhirah and he'll be surprised. The angels will be shocked that so simple an amal you were given to be entered into paradise, and even then you are being dragged to hell. If only you had implemented these advices. Reason, shaitan's advice, shaitan's diversion tactics, that when it's such an easy amal to do, somebody's phone will come, or you'll remember some other issue, or you'll feel sleepy, you'll yawn, I'll do it just now, just do it now, in a minute, I'll do it in a minute, I'll be free soon, I'll do it, and that I'll be doing it soon will never come immediately. This is the method. The pious elders have stated that when amal come to you, then a portion of time, that this time I'm going to do this action without any excuse. No excuse. A portion of time, a lot of time, when you follow a timetable from morning till evening, this time I'm going to do this amal, then I'm going to do this amal, this time I'm going to do this amal, this time. At that time when the time is to do amal, whatever's happening, first you implement that deed, after that you do something else. Yes? Whether the saucepan burns, let it burn. If it's time to buy shopping, then let it go. If there's a loss in the dunya, let it go. But say, no, first I'm going to do this deed. Because in reality, everything that's occurring, I'm being invited by shaitan who wants to prevent me doing this good deed. He wants to prevent me. So that human being will always be successful who follows the schedule. But if we don't have a schedule of activities in our life, we don't have time for eating, what time we should eat, when to eat in the evening. I ask people, what time do you eat in the evening? Oh, when we get hungry. Huh? I was surprised. Is it? I said, when do you eat in the evening? Do you have a time? When do you eat? Hazrat Sahib, when I get hungry, I eat. I was very surprised that when you get hungry, then you eat. So then, do you get hungry at 12 midnight? Then I eat at 12 midnight, he said. Whenever I feel like it, I'm hungry. It's surprising. Yani, we don't have no schedule, activity, timetable. And then we compromise with our deeds. So schedule of time and activities is very essential. On this point, I will speak again sometime. But when Allah Ta'ala gives us such amal, deeds, minor deeds, major deeds, good deeds, they're so great and fantastic. So to do them habitually, regularly, we need to make a program, tarteeb. At this time we'll do this, at this time we'll do this. This will be our sleeping time, this will be our eating time, this will be my morning time, this will be my phone time, I'll phone people. This will be done at this time, this will be at this time. And a beautiful time frame system you'll create. Those amal that you have to do at that time, you say, doesn't matter what else is happening, first I'm going to do this deed, I'll complete this, then I'll go towards the other actions. Then I'll speak about other things or do other things. Yes, because you should understand that at that time, if something is coming your way in your mind or some restriction, preventative measure is coming from shaitan. And Rasulullah has warned us about this, that when a person is about to implement a deed and he makes him feel drowsy or sleepy or tells him to do something else, that's from shaitan. So this is the reason that Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam stated that they are minor, small actions, but there will be very few people who will implement these because shaitan will divert them. So especially we should be careful about this. The amal is easy. Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has stated this to us. That can there be any greater prayer than this that Rasulullah has prescribed to us and that a person implements and he goes into paradise? So Rasulullah, Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam stated that, remember, those deeds are that after every salah, subhanAllah, after every salah, 10 times, 10 times, 10 times, repeatedly, just recite this, Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar. And be regular in this to acquire Jannah. Remember, Hajar, Fajr, whatever happens, don't stand, even if the phone rings, shaitan is diverting you. No, I'm going to do this tasbih and stand. Only after I do this tasbih will I stand. Subhanallah, 10 times, Alhamdulillah, 10 times, Allahu Akbar, 10 times. This is the method. And the second action, at the time of sleeping, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that same tarteeb, this order of the hadith I'm explaining to you. Allahu Akbar 34 times. Okay? Allahu Akbar. And Alhamdulillah 33 times. And Subhanallah 33 times. Okay? How much is that? 33, 33, 34, 33, 33. Yes? So if we summarize, Allahu Akbar 33 times. Subhanallah 33 times. Allahu Akbar 33 times, Alhamdulillah 33 times, and Subhanallah 33 times. So here again, fourth time I'm saying, that we recite, yes, Tasbih Fatimi, despite this, these kalimats have to be recited. Allahu Akbar 33 times, Alhamdulillah 33 times, Subhanallah 33 times. We have to recite this. So after every salah, and at the time of sleeping, when you're lying on your mattress, recite this. Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that guarantee from the Prophet of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam that person will be entered into paradise, taken into paradise. So if it's such an easy method to do, and you can go into paradise with these deeds, Alhamdulillah, and we'll all go into paradise if we recite this, but even then, the same problem, that after going to Jannah, we've sat in the plane. Yes, then that's economy class, business class, first class. We'll look at them people and then we'll cry. We will regret. So it's not just going into Jannah. Allah's given us doors. We need to try that we should go into Jannah, but we should attain the high class levels, the highest grades. And to get the high grades, we need to do amal, work out on the amal. We need to do as many amal as we can. So many deeds. Nawafil, we should have a schedule, not just, I've just prayed fard. And two sunnah I leave, and four sunnah I leave. Many people leave the nafil, the optional prayers. Oh, it's only nafil, it's sunnah muqadda, ghair muqadda. Oh, we don't need to pray this. The pious elders, the set they have given to us of salah, alhamdulillah. Yes, and people speak on this. This is a very beautiful and complete schedule. It elevates the rank. When you stand for salah, like it's Isha salah, you stood for salah, then pray the four sunnah first, prior to the fard. You have wudu, you stood there, pray the four sunnah. What difficulty will come on your head? After that, after the fard, pray the two sunnah. Yeah, pray two nafil. Yeah, then pray the two nafil after that. So all of this, these are to elevate the rank and the status, so that our classes can increase in the hereafter in paradise. Business class, first class, these things will take you to first class. Because salah will take you into paradise. But alongside that, Allah Ta'ala has given us a schedule. Don't just go into paradise, but go to the higher levels, the higher grades. After that, the kalimat of zikr, the kalimat of zikr, we should be habitual in that. If we just want to go into Jannah and then regret, then Nabi Sallam has told us that if you do this tasbih, after that you'll go into paradise. So let's pray to Allah, that Allah Ta'ala gives us the tawfiq to make effort on the amal, and the beautiful paths and methods of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, may Allah Ta'ala give us regularity in practicing them. If we leave them, if we're not careful, shaitan, he will divert us. Be alert from shaitan, and such so-called small-scale deeds, be habitual in them. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
Ya Shawiyan Nawrud, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.